We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Hoy, hoy. Good morning, everybody. Chica-chica. Good morning, dummy dumbos. Chica-chica. Bow, bow, bow.
Hey, bow, bow. Oh, yeah.
Feel a coffee?
Raspberry Schweppes.
Close enough.
Dude, I don't know what this mug is. It's my wife's mug. It says Sip by Swell. So, yeah, I don't know. So, yesterday I come in here and I put some ice and some raspberry soda in there.
Yeah.
This morning I go to clean it. There's still two ice cubes in it.
Oh, it's one of those.
I don't know how it kept ice cubes for 24 hours.
It's one of those. Paulie's got one of those, too, where you can put the ice cubes in it and, like, 2 days later,
there
could still be ice cubes. Yeah.
There's two ice cubes still in there.
That's how you keep something cold, man.
How was your Wednesday? Anything going on?
No, not really. Not much.
Same. What? We did Whiskey Wednesday last night. That was fun. Sipped on some Knob Creek.
A little knob to your lips.
Two winter goals for myself. Sherbro Thomas has helped me with the first one, ham bone. I want to make a pot roast. So I'm going to make a pot roast. And I know you guys laugh at me for cooking's my hobby right now.
I'm not laughing at you because that's your hobby. It's just that's... That's extremely attainable, my friend.
Oh, it's extremely attainable. I hope to attain it this weekend.
I was going
to
say, that one is...
Bar's very low.
Pretty easy to do.
The other one I posted on my social media is that I want to make a couple mini golf holes.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of places you can get pallets around. That's not going
to
be a problem.
I want to find the best way to do it. Where I might make a modular where they're like sections so I can mix and match the sections a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave a gap between them. I'm not the best with woodworking, so I got to make it very simple.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that would, I bet that's going to be something that's a little more strenuous than you would think. Like, you would probably look at it and go, that's not going to be too bad, and then you start.
Yeah,
and you go,
no, it probably is going to be that bad.
Yeah.
So my plan now is just to empty out the basement again this weekend. I've been meaning to get to it for a while.
Yeah.
This is kind of my driving force.
Yeah.
Because I want to put a little mini golf course down there for the winter, and then these holes I can move outside for the summertime.
Exactly. You can do that in between breaks working on that Raspberry Pi there. You're going to do too. I like that one guy's comment on Facebook.
What?
I got to find it. I'm going to have to find it. But it was perfect. But it summed you up. He was like, is this going to be, you're going to do this? Where you talk about it for...
Oh, yeah, talk about it. Yeah.
It was like, oh, attack.
Do I do that a lot? Do I do that? Do I talk up things and then I don't ever do them?
No, but... I don't want to say you set your sights high.
I do.
You just have lofty expectations. The problem is that most of them you can do. So it's not like they're lofty in the sense of, well, that can never be accomplished. They're lofty in the sense of you don't have time.
And TV happens. I have goals, but then TV happens. Like Saturday right now, I want to get up and clean the basement, but then, you know, a show will be on or a movie will be on, and I'm going to want to watch that.
And that's way more important. I don't blame you.
Text line asking what your thoughts are on the James Harden trade.
Oh, my God.
Going to the Brooklyn Nets. Why would the Rockets get rid of him?
Because he burned his way out of town.
What did he do?
He was just the biggest crybaby ever, man. This dude... got his way and got out of Oklahoma City and went to Houston and then basically was like, oh, I don't know, I'm good and I want superstars around me, but I want the ball and I want to shoot the ball 100 times. Well, that guy didn't work. Bring me another superstar. Well, that guy didn't work.
Oh, he's blaming everybody but himself.
Get Russell Westbrook out of here. That didn't work after 1 year. What, John Wall? Ah, I don't want Joe. I want out of here. And he violated the COVID thing, so they would suspend him.
Right.
He showed up super overweight. And then last night, without knowledge, quote unquote, of the trade, he basically, after the game, was asked two questions in an interview by the media and burned it down. Like, he I did. Want out. This isn't working.
Oh, let me see if I have that clip.
Like, screw you guys. And and I think he knew, he caught wind from his agent that, hey, the Nets are have decided to, you know, add in a bunch of pieces. You're going to be gone. Do whatever you want, basically.
Yeah, I don't have...
It was late.
Damn it, I don't have the clip. That's all right.
It was late, so probably...
So they're playing already?
Yeah, NBA's been playing.
All right. Oh, yeah, they started Christmas time. That's right, my bad.
And so, I mean, now he goes... But what's funny is that he wanted off of an Oklahoma City Thunder team way back in the day because there were too many cooks in the kitchen with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and him. And so he's like, I want to go to Houston. And then he gets... Well, Russell Westbrook then. Well, that's not working. Forget it. Never mind. What? I want to go to the Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
That's what Mets fan is saying. Well, it's him, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie now.
So
what is like...
I don't know, man. Those are like a little handful of the small handful of the best players in the universe. So any one of them could drop 100 points in a night. Kevin Durant... He's like broken records already. He's the first net player to have like 25 points in a game. The first like 9 games of the year.
This is where it gets so confusing, dude.
The trade? What they're going to
do? Yeah. So Houston will receive Brooklyn's 3 unprotected first round draft picks in 2022.
Next year.
2024.
2 years later.
2026.
2 years after that.
Plus, they get pick swaps. Plus, they pick swaps in.
Yes.
2021.
So this year they switch with somebody.
2023.
2 years they switch with somebody else.
25.
2 years after that, switch somebody
and
else.
2027.
And four or two, another 2 years?
6 years from now. Yeah. They've got plans 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And then they...
Who keeps track of all this?
Right? Victor Oladipo from the Pacers goes to the Rockets, I think. I don't even
Houston
know.
Sending...
Like, it's so confusing where all these guys are
Houston
going.
Houston sending that guy to the Pacers.
Yeah, he goes to the Pacers, and the other guy comes here, and Harden goes to the Nets, where...
Dude, whatever.
Caris LeVert from the Nets comes to Houston, and it's like, oh my God, you guys...
I don't know how you guys keep track of this stuff.
They're such babies. Athletes in general.
Like, it's just such the nerdiest information that I gotta keep track of trade 6 years down the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody, if you let me borrow $5 today...
Right.
In 2027, I'll give you $7.
Hmm.
So just think about that, man.
What's that guy's name? Wimpy?
Wimpy, yeah. If you're gonna eat a cheeseburger, yeah.
Hamburger today. Gladly pay you tomorrow. Like, oh, wait a minute.
If I were Houston, you know who I'd be calling? J.G. Wentworth, man.
I was like,
you got a structured settlement. You need cash now. You get those trades now.
But for Houston, they are. That's going to benefit them because in a couple years... Harden would have been gone anyway, so now they're going to have first-round draft picks, regardless. It's just unbelievable that how sports franchises in every league, all of them, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, they'll just trade anybody at any point, no matter what. It's just so weird.
It is really weird to be like, all right, you know, remember how you were playing against that team for all these years? Yeah. Now you're on that team.
Oh, but now we're going to trade you again.
Yeah.
Because we can trade you as many times as we want throughout a year.
Anyways, 315-364-109 K-Rock text line.
Yeah, don't forget, the Cleveland Cavaliers get a random player from the Nets as well.
I don't know how you guys keep track of this stuff.
Good old four-team trade.
I don't know how you guys keep track of this stuff. God love you. It's your world, but I do not even care.
This stuff they don't even do, the video game doesn't even let you do this stuff, man. And the video game allows you to do really whatever you want.
So crazy.
Oh, it's nuts.
So come hang on Twitch. You want to keep talking sports. Coco will talk sports all morning with you. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Text line says draft picks have the real value in all sports. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But now you've got a draft pick in 2026 or 2027.
Yeah,
kid that you're going to draft in 2027 is 10 years old right now, right? 11 years old right now.
He doesn't even know what college he wants to go to yet.
Like, you've got a draft pick for a kid who could be a one and done, or maybe the rules are changed by then. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just basketball is really weird with that, where they will do that. What do you got available?
Because right now you can go right out of high school, right?
I think you
Didn't
can
they
still.
Change that rule?
It's still the. Well, now they let you go to the G League if you want for
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's you still got to go to college.
You
got to
do
that.
The 1 year and done.
But it's just weird because NBA teams will want to trade and they'll go, "What do you got?" Well, they'll go, "I don't have any draft picks for the next 4 years." Mm-hmm. They'll be like, "So all I heard is year 5, 6, 7, and 8 are wide open."
Yeah.
Like, what?
What do you want?
Right? Who does that?
Yeah.
Who does that?
I love it. There's a 10-year-old right now that's a bargaining chip, and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah. That'd be like if Mr. Krabs traded one of us for somebody over across the street. Or, no, he traded for somebody across the street, and he was like, "Ah, we'll give you guys back somebody in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
So in, like, 10 years, somebody has a kid, and then we ship him over there.
He signs one of my kids. He says, "All right, in 7 years, Josh's daughter is going to be eligible to come work on K-Rock, so."
But we're going to ship her over to across the street. Like, what?
Did anybody win the Powerball last night? Do we know?
What? I thought it was tonight, or it's tomorrow, or was it last night?
I thought it was Wednesday nights. Is it not?
I don't even know.
I don't know what nights these things are. Guys, I'm not a lotto player.
Powerball New York, January 13th.
So last night.
So 4, 19, 23, 25, 49, 14. Anybody?
Anybody win those?
Bueller.
Well, I don't know if I did.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
Mega
know.
Is tonight? I don't know.
Let me see.
$556.7 million is what it soared to yesterday. Woo!
Yeah, because the Mega Millions was 2 days ago.
Powerball. Tonight we have another life-changing jackpot for you. It is worth an estimated $556.7 million. Good luck. Here are tonight's winning Powerball numbers. First number down is 49. And right after that, America, we have the number 4. Next number down is 23. That's going to be followed by 25. And we're going to wind it up for you tonight with the number 19. All right, now for your winning Powerball number, it is 14 tonight. And that Power Play multiplier is 2.
Damn it.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
I don't remember any one.
Isn't it one of those where...
Wife, if you're listening, the tickets are on my desk if you want to go check them, but I don't...
Not anymore. I threw them away.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. They'd probably keep it close to their... close to the vest.
Well, usually
right,
when somebody... Like, they know, and they can say, "Somebody won! We don't know who yet, but somebody won the Powerball."
If it was last night, whatever happens, and you win, do you do something last night? Or do you party your balls off and today you do something?
No, I go in full panic mode. I know
that you get worried that it's going to be gone.
I think everybody should. I would go and I would get a safe and I would immediately, you sign the thing.
It's too late.
What do you mean?
I'm saying when they do this, it's at nighttime.
Yeah.
You don't have time to go do all this. So
Walmart's open 24 hours.
So you would leave your house and go to Walmart?
Yeah.
Right after winning?
Yeah, I'd get a safe. I would sign the... I signed the ticket because that is my ticket.
Where is the ticket now?
I'm not telling you because maybe I won.
But I'm saying, but no, not right. You already said it's on your desk at home.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't say that, didn't I?
I mean, say you win.
Yeah.
And you're going through the process. You've signed the ticket.
Sign the ticket.
You're going to go now head to Walmart.
No, I got to go to Walmart and get a safe.
Do you keep wife and kids at home? And you go, "Here's the ticket. Put it on the table. You guys all sit around the table and stare at it and make sure it doesn't go anywhere."
Maybe, probably.
I get that.
Like, I'm wondering if I put it in my pocket and then I go to Walmart to get the safe, but then why? What if I get in a car accident and I die and the car burns up and I lose the ticket?
Well, I was going to say, anything you put in your pocket, though, then you run the risk of, like, it gets a little crumpled, or, like, what if it, like, a corner rips?
Or I go to pull out my money and that blows away in the wind.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I think you're right. Everybody sit around the table and you watch the ticket.
But I
stare at it.
I could also then
see... And then
see,
my kid spills a juice on it and it...
Well, I was going to say that you walk back in and the ticket's not there.
And the family's gone.
No, they're there, but then your daughter has just got a little smirk. Your son's got a about-to-tell-you grin.
And Freddy ate it.
Your poor wife is just... I try to stop him.
They started wrestling on top of it.
Right, and your daughter's like, "I don't know where it is." Mm-hmm. And you're sorry.
Josh, you're so Oswego County. You just won $500 million. Let's go to Walmart. I got to go get the safe.
Okay,
to put
it
in. All right, so then I get the safe. Yes. Now the ticket is in the safe.
Yes.
I feel like that's a better place for it.
Okay.
Now I've got to contact a lawyer.
Yes. At night still. Or...
No, now I can go to bed.
Okay, now it's the next day.
The safe is going to go in bed in between the wife and I because nobody knows. So no one's coming to my house to get it. Wife and I go to bed. I call you and say, "I'm not coming in tomorrow because I got way too much in my mind."
Yeah.
I'm going to call in sick.
Yeah.
I don't know what lawyer I would call. Like, do I call the same lawyer that I do for this stuff?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, do all lawyers just know all lawyer things?
No, but I bet you if you call him and go, hey, I have this, what's up? And he goes, I don't know, man, but, you know, I hear this guy obviously
but then,
does.
Wouldn't that lawyer be like, well, that's going to cost you $1 million. Like, aren't they going to try to screw me?
Well, if like this lawyer here is technically your lawyer already. So they just, I'm assuming if they do stuff like that, they would mm-hmm. just bill Mr. Krabs.
Well, here, this he had lawyer, $30. I wouldn't call this lawyer.
Yeah.
I would call my lawyer that I have for my whiskey stuff. That's another lawyer.
Well, then
But would that lawyer know what to do?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Then I'd imagine. But he would then, he wouldn't charge you to go, I don't, Josh, but
this
guy does. You need to contact these people.
Could I call Lee Baldwin, text line's asking?
After
maybe.
The fact, I bet. Yeah. If you once you've won the lotto, then you definitely get a hold of Lee Baldwin. Definitely.
Yeah, and the text line's right. I immediately run home with it, tell Grandpa Joe, Grandma Josephine, Grandpa George, and Grandma Georgina, and they don't believe me at first. And I say, but no, I really did. I won the Powerball.
Look right here.
And I wave it.
Grandpa Joe snatches it and Grandpa sprints out of there.
Jumps out of bed like a goddamn butthole he is, sitting around making my mother make cabbage soup every day.
Cabbage soup. I'm out of here.
So then the next day, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, because it's a...
And I really don't want to come public with it. That's where I think people get screwed over because then they get letters and people are bothering them.
Yeah, you can remain anonymous and nobody mm-hmm. ever does. They're like, yeah, look at it.
I don't think in New York State you can anymore, though. I think New York State makes you go public.
That's awful.
So I would dress in a costume so you wouldn't recognize me.
You put on that big... Like the big chicken one?
Yeah, but damn it. But then they would know the
know.
Name, my
well,
last name.
Well, your face
name.
Would be right there, but like, I got a costume. You can't tell who I am.
Well, there was that one guy that dressed like Darth Vader because he didn't want people to know who he was.
Yeah.
But they made him come public.
Or put it in a, well, no, that's a sloppy slope, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in like your kid's name, they'll be like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, then my kids take that money and run.
Mm-hmm. Then when you an old man, they gone, bro.
Damn it.
They say, goodbye.
All right, so I would definitely be, I'd have to go public with it. This is if I won the Powerball. We'd have to go public because that's the state, stupid state rule.
Frickers.
And then I got to hire a security detail because that's a lot of money. You got to have, I got to call like Eric or somebody to put together a security detail.
Okay, I was going to say, you're going to bring in, you're going to say, hey, I need you to guard me because I have an uncashed lotto.
No, this is after I've gone to the lotto
okay,
office.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
Nobody but my family would know until I go to the lotto
gotcha.
Office.
Gotcha. All right, so that's fine. Then Eric can...
Now I've redeemed it. It's in my name. I know I'm getting that money.
Yeah.
Then I contact Eric because I trust him.
Yeah.
He puts together a security detail. I pay them well so they don't try to screw me over and do some kind of behind-the-scenes double dealing. I don't know what's going on.
But then they're all out at a bar, and I show up, and I arm wrestle them all to get mm-hmm. to the head of their group, and then that's when I show up and take your money.
Right. And then I got to move somewhere to an... I got to buy an island or something.
Oh, I want to come.
Because you got that... You can come. Because I got that much money, it's like people are going to want to come knocking at your door all the time. And
yeah, if you do that, you should...
Threaten you?
Yeah, you definitely got to immediately either put an enormous chunk away for taxes purposes, mm-hmm. not just what they're going to want, but for...
That's a funny text, Adrian. Oh, Poppy. Poppy with a good point. If you take it to a lawyer and put it in a trust without your name on it, that's what can go public.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Congratulations to Swinging Donkey Nuts Trust.
Right?
That is the winner of this Powerball.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. What does $500 million get you in V-Bucks? Exactly. Dad.
Right. Dad. It's gone already. I got some.
Oopie, I'd hire you to be my security detail. I trust you, too.
You got some cool skins. Oh, man.
T-Rex costume. That'd be my goal, and then I'd be in an island.
Yeah.
Or a completely guarded area.
Yeah, no, that text
with a wall built around it, or a moat, or something. You got to be protected.
Then that's when you have to put the giant chunk away for taxes later. Because I feel like that's what people don't realize later. Like you, all right, fine, you have all this money, or even not that much, but you have some, and you buy this giant ass house, and all this land. Okay, fine, your money runs out, but guess what? You still got to pay taxes property tax and all that stuff on that forever.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, if you got $600 million, cut it in half, $300 million.
Yeah.
So now you got $300 million.
Yep.
Spend $2 million on an island, and then you have $298 million in the bank.
Yep. That way it can accumulate.
For taxes or whatever you need.
Accumulate that point, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But then you get Uber bucks, because if you have much in there, it accumulates interest over a while. You make even more.
Build a little guest house for Cody. He's out there.
Yeah, I just need a little shack. The doors,
little shanty.
Doors come flying open so I can rip out of my go-kart every day. That's, how you know I'm awake.
The doors kick open, Cody's here. Smoke bellows out.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I just do, I liken myself, I don't know if everyone's seen the video, but you ever seen that video of that really old dog that just kind of comes over to his neighbor's house as he pleases, the Labrador? You ever seen that?
No.
Where he just, Oliver?
No.
He just, he lives next door, but ever since these people moved in, he shows up every day to like hang out and be part of that family. I'm assuming that's just going to be me. I'll just have a little house somewhere.
You'll just wander over.
I think they're awake, and then I'll just stand there at the gate.
What are you doing?
It'll be like 7:30 in the morning. Josh?
What are you?
Kids?
What are you
kids?
Doing?
Your poor wife. Do not open the gate for him.
No, I'd be fine with Cody living on the property because I think you'd be way more entertaining to my children than we are.
Probably.
My wife and I are just tired and run down all the time. I feel like you would be like, let's go and play baseball. I don't know, play baseball?
Right, I would do some kid stuff.
Yeah, like you'd do kid stuff.
Because they're of that age where they, not to offend other people's kids, but they're not dumb. You know, like little tiny kids, you know, like, haha, that's funny. They're a baby. They're a toddler. Then they get to that weird age where, I don't know, they're like dumb.
Right.
You know, they don't know anything. They think like the sky's made of boogers.
Yeah, I would love an island up by the Thousand Islands. That's would always be a dream.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool as hell to live on. And then we have the main house and Cody has the guest house, but we've also built that little, you know, broadcasting shack.
Yeah.
That every morning we wander out of our respective houses with shooty hoop shorts on and go to the broadcasting shack and do this.
I'd have to get it like a, trying to think of how I'd get back to mainland from an island without getting in the water.
Yeah, but you can do Thousand Islands because you can see so much land. Like, there's not, you're not really out in open water.
No, it'd be fine. I would just have the little panic attack from to and fro.
You could do it. It's not that scary.
No, I could do it.
It's not like Lake Ontario where you're just open water.
No, I'm picturing because my aunt and uncle way back in the day had a camp up in the Thousand Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that was my least favorite park. You had to park across from
and
it.
Then and go then over.
They would come over and get you on the boat. Then you go back over. And I was like, boat. And then I dread having to leave because I go, I need to get back in that damn boat again.
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and get down to the bottom of the boat and don't look at anything.
That's what I would do.
You just close your eyes?
I just close my eyes because I knew it wasn't, like you said, it's not that far. It's not, you know, just right across the whatever. So I would literally just go, all right, I'll close my eyes. I'll be there in a minute.
And if we live there, you can just walk out to the edge of the island and fish all you want.
Right. Right
there in the St. Lawrence.
Right. We could get build like a bridge.
Yeah.
That way I can sprint over it in terror every day. Just every, you know, when I leave because you just hear. Cody's gone.
So nobody won the pot. Nobody won the Powerball last night. Still available.
Yeah.
What?
I like that. Lotto sign on 81 says still says 640. So
it's up to 640 now.
That's insane.
It's a lot of money, bro.
Well, it's even more insane that. All right, so I get that things cost way more on a broad scale.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 640.
Yeah.
What are they going to take? From
always
it.
Cut it in half.
So say they take 300 mil.
Yeah.
That's supposed to go
to our school.
To the schools, right?
Yeah.
So once somebody wins this, somebody should be like, all right, now let's put a tracking device on this $300 million
that
we just got, and let's see where this $300 million
goes is about to go.
To state education.
I want
to
see what schools it goes to.
Yeah.
I'd make a big piss about it if I won. I'd be like, I want to know where every penny of this goes.
Yeah, you're taking three. I just won this. I understand that you get your cut because it's the state lotto or whatever. But now I want to know exactly where this $300 million.
We're so broke. I just gave you $300 million.
Now, what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. It's going to be.
Oh, my God.
It's literally going to be the John Mulaney joke because then the next time they're going to want more money.
You spent it already?
I just gave you $300 million.
Oopie is exactly right. Cody, maybe not even mooning the tour boats in the Thousand Islands, but just the vision of what. Because you guys see Cody on this show. You don't see casual Cody. Casual Cody is there's barely a shirt on him. If there's a shirt.
Oh,
if there's a shirt, it's a piece of fabric that barely covers him. And he's
ripped into, off the sleeves myself.
And he's got usually swim trunks on. Even if he's not going swimming, he likes to have them ready in case.
Well, if I'm, if they're at the, going fishing, what if I want to jump in the water or something?
Yeah, right? So.
What if I want to venture? What if I want to wade into the water?
So you're going to see probably a shirtless swim trunk Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not his butt crack, but he just to be funny, he would.
Yeah.
But you're just, he's going to be like the dude on our island.
Yeah, it really is. Just, I would be Captain Ron.
And I'm fine with it. I mean, I haven't asked my wife's permission at all, but
yeah, she's,
he won't bother anybody.
Poor wife's sitting home going, no!
We won all this money.
No!
And now Coco's got a little house on the island. He won't bother anybody. And the best news, okay, here's how I justify it. Cody.
Yeah.
I just bought a really expensive lawnmower. Can you ride it around once a week and you'll be our groundskeeper?
Yeah.
Then they're done.
That's my favorite.
Justified.
Oh, I love doing that.
Cody
stuff.
Likes to mow the lawn.
I
he
do.
Covers himself in his tanning lotion.
Yep. Put the dark tanning lotion or oil on. Yeah, it's all okay until it starts thunder and lightning one night while you and the wife are getting busy and you could see my silhouette standing outside the window and they're just standing in the yard.
Just watching.
Is Cody on the yard right now? You,
yeah,
no. It's fine.
Yeah, he's afraid of the water. Text line says he's afraid of the water. Why does he have swim trunks? Because he'll go in. He'll wade a little bit.
Yeah. I like to go to the beach.
And honestly, guys, I've known him long enough now. He has a big optimism that someone's going to invite him over to their pool. Like, every day he does have that.
Right, where it's going to be like a...
Like, I've noticed that about showgirl Michelle. I've noticed that about anybody with a pool. Cody's open to coming to your pool.
Yeah.
He doesn't know when you're going to ask him to do it, so he likes to be ready if you're going to ask him to come over and swim.
Yeah, but I'll be ready. Like that,
right?
That bag that I bring with me.
He's got a bug out bag, yeah.
There's usually a pair of swim trunks and a towel in it. There may be a towel in my car right now. I'm not sure.
He's got a bug out bag, not for necessarily like the end of the world, but in case someone wants to do some splashing around.
It was a pool party.
It's his favorite thing is pool party.
There's a pool party.
I got to be ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
At any moment, somebody could go, Cody, you want to go to Enchanted Forest? He's got his bug out bag. He's ready for it.
I'm ready to go.
We're going out.
Yeah.
Showgirl Michelle's like, Cody, we're going to have some food over the house. Want to come swimming?
A little pool party?
He doesn't got to go home. He can go right there.
Yep. I'm good to go.
It's his pool party bug out bag.
It's perfect.
He's got it. You know of the Lizzie Borden house, right? The famous axe murders from the 1800s. Have you know that story?
Sort of. I mean, I know of it. I don't think I know the exact story, though.
So, Lizzie Borden supposedly murdered her father and stepmother in the axe murderers.
Okay.
But then she was acquitted, so they don't know who did it.
Oh.
Now, if you get down, like, the wormhole, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Lizzie Borden story isn't one that I follow. The reason she was acquitted, I think, is because they found marks in the ceiling from where the axe would have come up before it went down, and Lizzie wasn't tall enough to have made those marks with the axe. Am I making sense?
Yeah,
so, like,
but
they
that's
were
a...
In the bed, the two people were in the bed, her father and stepmother.
Yeah.
And they were killed with axes.
Yeah.
But they found marks in the ceiling where if it were would have been Lizzie Borden, she's not tall enough to have swung it up and hit the ceiling.
Even if she's standing on the bed?
I don't know. But then there was a theory that, like, maybe one of their farmhands did it. Regardless, it's unsolved. But all of that aside, that house is for sale now if you want to buy it. If you want to buy the Lizzie Borden axe murder house.
If it was one of those where they market it as that and then take money off, then yeah, I don't care. That's very sad and tragic that all the things that happened to her there and all that. But it's not, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lady Meow, give me a little bit. All right, so Lady Meow says she was allegedly raped by her father and killed him and his wife.
Yeah.
But she was known to be manipulative, so she could have convinced somebody to have done it.
Interesting.
And the father was on the couch when he had his head smashed in with the axe.
Whoa! Damn.
See, but I think part of it was that the notches in the ceiling, well, she wouldn't have been tall enough, so she could have convinced another guy to do it for her.
See, that doesn't affect me at all to want to buy it. Not in a bad way. I'll buy it. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's not like a...
Well, right now the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum. Mm-hmm. So you go and it's all set up like the old-timey stuff. And
you have to leave that?
They'll tell you it. I don't know. I guess if it's yours, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't... See, then I don't want to, like, do that.
It's listed for $2 million in Fall River, Mass. But I guess that's, I mean...
But is it...
It's pretty nice.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, is it a $2 million house or is it a million-dollar house and the other mill is because it's the Lizzie Borden house?
That might be. This is what, I mean, that's a big house if you look at it. That's an old-timey, gigantic farmhouse in the middle of Fall River, Mass., which is a nice area.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I don't know how stuff out there works at all, like property and, you know, prices and whatever, mm-hmm. but that's not a $2 million house. It looks like there's a bunch of houses all around it.
Yeah,
so probably. They don't even get land.
They probably want you to buy it based on the fact that it's, you know, a famous house.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
I'd rather. I love haunted stuff as much as the next guy. I don't know if I want to live in a house that has murders occurred in it.
Has anybody said it's haunted?
Oh, I bet you can find, I could find 1,000 videos. We investigated the Lizzie Borden house.
It was a Borden house. I found an axe notch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel affected. I think I want to kill you with an axe.
That dude, by the way, Zach Bagans, I tried watching it the other night with my wife. He's just really kind of out there. Like,
yeah.
He just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Like, he's got to keep selling this gimmick that he's affected every episode.
Yeah. He had a harder time at the. At the Joe Exotic thing they did, though.
Oh, what was it?
Well, just because it's, you know
it's
what I mean?
Joe, like, yeah, it's just an animal park.
So you're like, it's harder for him probably to do it because they're known people. You can't be like, oh, I feel affected by Travis.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
But he still tried in it a little. He still tried.
Like, they really sell it because they'll just be walking down a hallway.
Yes.
And he'll go, no, oh, something grabbed my arm. What was that?
No, no.
Stop. You. What
Hold
happened?
On. Hold on. Something just went like this.
Yeah, right?
Did you just go?
Yeah.
And it's like,
no,
dude,
they didn't, Zach. I know what you're doing here.
Anybody can feel like welcome to everybody's life ever all day when
yeah,
you
I know.
Just feel something.
Whoa, like, whoa, it's cold right here.
Feel this. Feel this.
Yeah,
feel this.
It's cold. It's cold.
That vent's not on.
Did you see, though? Oh, I just remembered this. As long as we're talking ghosts. I could talk ghosts all morning. I don't care. So Teslas, you know the Tesla cars?
Yeah.
They have a person detect system in it. So like if you're,
yeah.
So imagine this, there's a screen in front of you and it'll show you like, it'll detect a human walking. So it knows to avoid it or whatever.
Okay.
Dude goes to a cemetery to like leave flowers or something for his loved one. That's whatever. He's just parked there in an empty cemetery. The Tesla screen detects a person coming away from a grave and walking towards his car. And he keeps showing that there's nobody there. And the Tesla shows a
and
person
right there.
Walking towards his car. That's kind of freaky.
That is weird,
Could it
man.
Be a glitch? Absolutely.
But, it's
but
a,
it was creepy.
I was going to say, it's the worst time to have a glitch.
Yeah, like, not now, man.
Yeah, not when I'm in the cemetery.
Not now.
No. Ugh. You know what was kind of cool in that that Joe Exotic one they did. You know they have that weird thing where a figure shows up,
like what the line thing.
Yeah, yeah. They did that where it pointed to a spot where Joe Exotic, that was supposed to be Travis, by the way. The figure was
oh, it was Travis.
Was
okay.
Travis?
Okay.
And Travis, it pointed to a spot where Joe had hid a hat from him that he never found.
Was it up there?
Yeah. Like,
stop.
Zach pulls this teddy bear down and goes, teddy bear, and then goes back up and pulls a hat out that's got his name on it and is like, whoa, that's kind of creepy and weird. And then they ask one of the guys there, and the guy was like, well, does it have, and he says what it's on it. And he goes, Joe hid that from Travis. Like, well, he used to be mad at him and would do stuff, and he hid the hat, and he never found it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I was like, that's kind of weird, or the easiest thing to set up. That's what I said, is either that. Or that. It was the easiest thing to set up, or the coolest coincidence that they had.
All right. See, it's stuff like that that gets me, man.
Right? Those are the things I like in that
when
show.
When he does it, and then he was doing another one where, it's sad, but that husband and wife, that the murder-suicide, you know that story? So remember early on in Ghost Adventures, there was that woman with, like, the dark red hair and her husband?
Yeah.
Died.
Oh.
He was, they were obviously an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
He killed her, and then he killed himself.
Goodness. And they went to...
And they went there, and they started talking to him. Like, they threw a quarter at him, allegedly, that had the exact year they died.
Yeah.
And then it started doing that voice box with him. See, that stuff gets me, man. It's like, I know it's stupid, but I'm also there.
Didn't we do?
We did do something. I don't know where that footage went.
That's something.
Creepy as hell, though.
At some point.
And that's the thing. Cody and I went and did the damn ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Cody swears the ghost was talking in my voice. Dude, I didn't hear it.
If someday we get that, I'm telling you, man, that was the weirdest part about that, where that, I get it, fine. It's, that thing finds random
sounds. Right.
But, okay, then, out in the middle of Chittenango, it found the random sound of somebody listening to the show on demand, and then it sent it to us there in specific chunks answering questions when we wanted.
I know. It's weird, man.
It was neat.
Anyways. The footage is still out there, living local. The guy hasn't posted it yet. I would love to see it. It's been several months. I would imagine it's a lot of work, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, I want to hear and see all the things.
My name is Ted. That is Amy. We are here. Good morning to you. 315-364-109-KROQ text line brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. They're doing a great job out there. Dedicated parking for trucks, overnight accommodations, showers, and all your local favorites like Utica Coffee,
nice.
Heidelberg Bread, high-speed pumps. Whatever you need, they got it for you over there, Adirondack Food and Fuel. So when it comes to the COVID vaccine, 80% of Americans are planning on getting it right now. And of those, 85% plan on doing something big to celebrate or to splurge in the new year.
Wait, to like celebrate the, just in
general?
Celebrate
that they can get back to life.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, that they got the vaccine? Like,
well,
that's a weird flex, but not, okay.
Like, the most common thing.
But I see what they mean. I get it.
That people want to do after they get vaccinated is go out and have a dinner somewhere.
Okay, well, that's not how it works.
Why?
Once you,
I can't do it.
Not right now. Like, that's not, you don't get the vaccine and then instantly you're fine and good to go.
No, it takes like 3 weeks, right? I think for your.
But you got to get all of them, don't you?
Ooh, orgies. Text line says orgies. Now, is that group sex or is that? I'm not going to get that argument again. I got so many messages yesterday. You guys arguing over orgies and swinger parties.
Right.
Was the most heavily debated topic.
That was great.
No, 82% of people who are planning on getting the vaccine say they're going to do something big afterwards, like splurge or take a vacation or really make the most out of 2021.
So as soon as everything's okay, they're going to immediately...
We're going to make it not okay again.
We're going to immediately run all around everywhere.
Well, I'm just doing it for me.
No, it's fine.
Like,
yeah,
if you're not going to get it, you're not going to get it. I don't care. It's your choice, but I don't want to get other people sick.
Yeah, you
and I want to be able
to
go out and not live in panic all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Ben Riley says first shot, then the second shot 3 weeks later, then you're at 95% immunity 7 days after the second shot. All right.
So
I can get right back into my group. My
so you're
group
saying intercourse. There's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance. 30% will do something immediately after they're vaccinated. No, Cody is right. Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Give it a week. 52% will wait a little while. Survey says top things we're going to splurge on. Or top things, rather, we have splurged on, and will they continue? Most popular is grocery pickup and delivery. I'm with you on that.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm with you on that.
I don't... Although that... I like it because it's like my alone time. You know what I mean? It's like
grocery
my,
shopping?
Like going to stores and stuff is like my breakup of the day type deal. Like,
yeah, you do just like going around stores.
Yeah. If there's something I need, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll head down a couple places, see if... I go get that. I don't mind driving around a little bit to find something.
Like, you just like to go and look at stores. Like, you were telling me the other day, you're like, I just went and looked at the Ghostbuster guys.
Just went over there in Walmart.
Yeah.
Needed one thing, but I said, well, I could probably go look at some other things at the Walmart. So I chose that and went over there.
And you have good self-control where you don't, like, splurge on just buying things.
Yeah, I won't grab a cart or a basket or anything when I go in. If I can't carry... You know, once I start grabbing a couple of things, I'll know, like, I'll get, all right, look what you're doing. Like,
yeah, I'm the worst with that. I am the worst.
Yeah, especially with no bags.
If I'm in somewhere to get one thing, I'm going to get more things. That's why grocery pickup has been the best, because I can't get more things.
Although, I can just see myself doing my grocery, like, doing that, but then just extra looking around on the website. Instead of me walking around Walmart, I would just eyeball walk around their website.
Yeah.
And like, oh, what else is... Well, let's see here. Oh, that's... Yeah, add that to the cart, too. I feel like I would just be the same damn impulse buyer on their website
and
as I would.
I can't knock off the addiction of wanting to go in the store. So, like, I will go to Walmart, pull around back, they load up my grocees, and then I'm like, I'm just going to run in real quick.
Well, I forgot. Between yesterday and...
I was running. So then I end up going in anyways.
My problem is I never make, like, a list. I'll try to, like, shoot... I have a self-text thing that I'll just shoot myself a text with a list, but then I'll forget. So I'll be in there and I'll grab one thing and then I'll get out and start driving home and go, and I didn't get the actual thing I needed. I'm like, all right, well, I'll go back tomorrow.
It's fine.
Break up the day tomorrow.
Dunes is right. Josh, how much money have you saved just on those meat and cheese roll-ups alone? Those are $5.99, and if I'm not going in, then I'm not buying them.
Dude, Sparrows has got it's the biggest one of those I've ever seen.
What is
it? It's just one. But it's like, probably like that big.
So it's a piece of cheese, and how much salami is around it?
Enough to make it look, it's one of those things.
But it's just gigantic?
And it's just huge, and every time I see it, I go, oh my God, look at that thing.
I do love those.
Yeah.
I do love those.
Impressive.
Does anybody else have a plan for after this starts to die down? I saw Cuomo say yesterday he wants to bring live events back very soon.
I would like to do the same crap I did this year, but maybe not, you know, with the restrictions on, like, the beaches and stuff, because was ridiculous.
And you want your Enchanted Forest
back.
And
I want Enchanted Forest. Other than that, like, I mean, it's, we're on a weird side of this, but
yeah,
I didn't mind having a summer off.
I didn't either.
Concerts.
I know that you guys
a douchebag about it.
That's the one thing you'll never. And it's only because we have to go to so many concerts. And I know it's a wham wham poor us.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, it's not. It's gonna make
I don't
poor you guys.
I just don't really care for concerts anymore.
It was just
it was nice to not have to go do them.
This like summer is when we ramp things up. Like usually other places kind of dial it back. It's summer. Summer is when we end up working like 90-hour weeks stuff. And I love, you know, it's fun. I love going to concerts and going to the fair and doing all the stuff. But it was just, once the summer was over, I kind of was like,
that wasn't
too bad to not be burnt out from having to go to 15 stamp shows.
I know. But it makes you guys happy, so we tough it out.
Yes. And the festivals, that sucked. I hated to have... That's my legit favorite thing that I
miss Taste of Syracuse a lot.
I love Taste of Syracuse, man.
I miss that a lot. I hope we get some form of that. I don't know. I don't have any inside information.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I really loved that festival.
I would imagine if, you know, everyone starts getting the whatnots and, you know, can wear masks or whatever.
Yeah, the benefit of this is that if enough people get vaccinated and you get to the herd immunity point, yeah, people will still get it and people even with vaccines will still get it. But the survivability is up a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great treatments for it.
And around here, since Cuomo's already killed off all the old people in nursing homes, there won't be many of them to worry about.
Did that, so that's good. We get back to having our fun, all right?
Right, yeah, a lot of the stuff here, I would say, too.
What?
Would be nice, like the stuff we do. Like
Festivus and stuff?
Yeah, that
was fun.
Go out on location to do stuff is fun, like the, you know, live broadcasts and stuff like that. I like doing all that. That stuff's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get there.
And as pro-mask as I am, and I always tell you guys, pull your mask up,
I will
very much look forward to not having to wear one anymore.
No, I'm pro-mask because of the wearing them, like, because we have to, but I hate it.
I hate
it more than anything in the world. I have a very nice brushed beard.
He wants to show it off.
I brush my beard for a reason, and then when I wear a mask, it mushes it all up.
I can't
see
out of my glasses.
Yeah. I don't like smelling my own coffee breath.
I don't like it.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon after I've been up for 9 hours.
That's my splurge. I look forward to just breathing air and having glasses I can see out of.
I do like that meme that's going around people sharing. They just want to raw dog some air.
I do. I want a raw dog air so bad. I want a raw dog so much air.
I feel so dirty when I go outside and I just start raw dogging air.
No, I just want to do driving around again. And last year guys know that I love the family truckster road trips.
Yeah,
but all it was last year was parks.
Yeah.
Like outdoor parks.
It'd be nice to.
I want to go in some stuff.
It'd be nice to add in things to that. Yeah, right? When this is over, can we all have like a mask burning. We all gather and just have a big old bonfire. Then the second we do that,
yeah,
Ooh, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
Gonna have to have you put those back on real quick.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, and the fair. I hadn't even thought about that. I wonder if they do the fair this year. I wonder if they can pull it off.
Yeah, they'll have to.
You think?
Two straight years of...
It's too much money, yeah, right?
That was a... I never really heard much from businesses. I'm sure it was a huge loss, but I wonder how much that really, really hurt people. I bet it did. And they don't have it for another year.
All the vendors. I mean, that's they what have I mean. To make...
Yeah, that's... So they make a good chunk.
Like, I don't think things get back to normal for a very long time.
Nah.
But yeah. All these, if everybody's getting, you know, better and healthier, and we're knocking down the hospitalizations, and people are being protective and smart and safe, I'll feel better.
Yeah. And then we all
want to raw dog some air so bad.
Raw dog some air? Raw dog
some
air. Raw dog
some air so bad.
Do it.
And then I do wonder if flu season ramps up next year because we won't have our masks on.
Well, isn't it doing it this year, too?
I think it's down right now.
Because again,
still get your influenza shot.
Because again, yes, we still do need the, like, you know, it's that saying of like, yeah, the kid's got to play in some dirt so mm-hmm. he's not, you know, stuck in a bubble his whole life. If we keep, you know, mm-hmm. closing ourselves off to everything, once this does open, then we are all going to end up like Thanksgiving break is over for
serious Wego students. Right?
We all come back and then we're all sick. Just,
Rick Gary says, eat a little dirt, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
He always says, your kids got to get out there and eat a little dirt.
Well, I'll just go back. I'll work at a Price Chopper on the Boulevard for a little while.
And you'll get all
build
back
up my immunity again.
Yeah, we're going to roll around in garbage for a little bit.
I'm telling you.
I know.
10 years, not sick once. I had a little Petri dish of every single thing that has ever come into contact in Syracuse I had there. There's no way.
Oh, you know
what?
I would really. I forgot about that. I would enjoy a hockey game again this year. I hope we can go to that.
Are they doing that?
They're playing. I don't know if we have fans are allowed, but they're not playing.
I feel like if they can have fans at the Bills game, they showed other than those guys punching each other.
Yeah,
they can do that.
It might be because it's outdoors, though. I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Oh yeah. No. I didn't think about that because the Saints. Well, that's New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. The Mercedes-Benz Dome. Is indoors, and they had fans.
JoJo Cowboys. Says, breaking news, $1 million Powerball ticket sold in Rochester.
So what does that mean?
That's not me.
What does that mean then? Like somebody gets
enough
a little piece?
To get a million.
So that still is, you keep going with it, right?
They keep
drawing?
Going. They shave off that million, right? Well, I didn't buy mine in Rochester, so I don't care about that person.
You didn't, but your wife did.
Did she? Poonham. Good morning, it's K-Rock.
Poonham?
Poonham.
Nice.
What's wrong with the coffee machine in there?
I don't know. It's not a Keurig. It's a fancy one. It's one of those where it makes a big old batch of it really fast, but it's when the coffee comes out
mm-hmm.
or the water or whatever, it sprays or whatever into the coffee grounds and it, you know, fills it up with water and then it drips out the thing.
Yeah.
The spraying of the water is only hitting around the outside of the coffee filter. So instead of hitting the middle and, like, you know, making it all, you know, using
so
all the coffee grounds.
So it needs to be cleaned then.
I don't know, but I don't know how I ran boiling hot water through it.
There might be some grounds stuck up in there. Well, I don't know. I don't make coffee.
I didn't want to, you know, break the machine or whatever, but I was poking the little hole with, you know, like a little knife, just like they have little holes in the sprayer. Maybe it was clogged.
Do we have vinegar the same? Can you run some vinegar through it?
We might. Might have to give it a gander.
How do we do that then?
You just do it without coffee.
And then do you have to, like, clean it?
Yeah,
like,
you got to run it like
vinegar.
Because I've done that myself, mm-hmm. where you forget that you just ran vinegar through it, and then you make coffee a little while later, and you have vinegar coffee. Yeah, it's awful. So you just got to do that and then run hot water through it like 5 times.
All right, let's see if we can do that then.
Because
it's been an all-morning struggle with this coffee machine.
Well, that throws me off. I don't like running back and forth and back and forth and everything. I like to not move.
I know.
As much as possible.
I hear you.
It's nice to just stand.
I know. It's nice to not. That's why I have all my beverages
right?
by 6 a.m.
But now I'm nervous that there's a different mess on there because someone else tried. But not like, I don't want to be blamed because now I was talking about how I kept making a mess and was trying to fix the coffee. Now people are going to see and go, oh, look at the mess Cody left it.
You didn't but make the new one.
But then I remember that no one else around here listens to us. That's fine.
Yeah, you got nothing to worry about. There's nobody on the staff here listens to us, so.
That will be all right.
All right. So, Johnny Unitas, championship athlete. What?
No, I'm curious where you're going with that. Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
He was on the Baltimore, what were the Baltimore what back then? In 1958.
You had it. You almost said it.
Colts?
There you go.
No. Really?
Dude,
I'm right about that?
Yeah. There you go, dude.
How did I know that? But it's the Indianapolis Colts now, right?
Yes, because they up and left town.
All right. So this guy came on the Antiques Roadshow. For some reason, he had Johnny Unitas' world champion jacket from, I guess, that year, 1958.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And he brought it in to have it appraised. Here's just the end of it. How much do you think it's worth?
Let's see. Championship jacket? I don't know. I like $5,000.
To find anything of his, and it's certainly amongst the most desirable. Well,
what?
I would conservatively estimate it.
It's got, he says it's of the best jackets of that year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant like of like sports memorabilia.
No, he says it's like most desirable.
Gotcha.
Of that championship year.
Okay.
And it's certainly amongst the most desirable. Well, I would conservatively estimate it at $40,000 to $60,000 for auction. And who knows where it would go. Baltimore Colts memorabilia is incredibly desirable. Of course, you know, the Colts kind of broke the hearts of this city when they left, and
yeah.
It's a remarkable piece. When you pulled the jacket out, I saw it. I was like, wow, that's a championship jacket. How great is that? When you showed me Johnny Unitas' name, I almost fell on the floor. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's truly wonderful. So congratulations. What a wonderful piece to have.
And it's going to stay in the family.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, because the problem with that, man, when you could go for 40 to 60 at auction.
That's my always... I learned that from Fast and Loud, man. That Richard Rawlings, he'll be like, this car going to grab 20,000 at auction. And he'll go and it gets eight.
Yep. It's, you, he says it should get that much.
Right.
But then, obviously at an auction, people don't want to pay the most top dollar prices for all the things. So then it gets.
They're there to save money.
Yeah. And then you have to give a chunk to the auction people. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame this guy for just being like, nah. Keep it in a family.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if you, a jacket. I've got like, $60,000 hanging in the closet.
Well,
okay.
That, I mean, it depends. That's a weird one. That's a weird one.
Like if I was a millionaire, sure, what do I care?
Yeah.
I'll keep it in the family.
If it was like me and it was, you know, like a Roger Staubach jacket and it was a guarantee. Like if you can give me a guarantee of, you know, even like a 30,000,
yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah, thank you. All right, good.
And if it's Johnny Unitas or a team I don't care about, 20, and it's gone.
Yeah, there's no collectible that I would, if they were like, wow, Josh, you know, this Back to the Future thing you have, it's worth $70,000.
Right.
Bye.
There's, it'd have to be something I don't think I have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing I can even think of. What would I not part with if I had it. You know what I mean? I can't think of anything. Of much.
Money has more value to me than a Johnny Unitas jacket or really anything.
Yeah.
Besides the health and well-being of my kids and wife, I don't...
Yeah, because again, especially when it comes to like that with sports stuff,
mm-hmm.
again, I say it all the time, win or lose, I'm not getting a damn cut of what these guys are making.
Yeah, you're not on the team.
So if now I can make a little money off of you guys here... Then, all right, I'm going to do it.
Space Babe has a Lego Millennium Falcon. Yeah, but you would sell it if somebody offered you a ton of money for it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, depending on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. I don't know, like, prices.
There's no thing that has more value to me than money.
Well, yes and no. Yes, once you start getting up there. No, if it was like... You know, like someone was like, I'll give you $50 for your Eric Crouch signed Heisman jersey. I would say, no,
it's got to be real money.
Yeah, but even then, it still would take a little bit with some stuff because that's the only thing I can think of that it would take a little chunk to pry mm-hmm. away from me.
All right.
But even then, you know.
Carla sold a Wayne Gretzky rookie card for a good amount of money, she said.
Yep, any one of my cards. If I could get a guaranteed dollar value on one of my damn cards, they would be gone.
Nice.
just because I've had them.
Yeah.
I've done my due diligence, man.
I've kept them good.
I've had them for 30 years of basic mint condition.
Yeah. And then somebody finally offered you cash for them.
Right? With all of the problems I've had with keeping my property, you know, losing bits and pieces from, you know, my dad, and he gets rid of stuff or got rid of stuff and flood into my basement, mm-hmm. and me throwing things away and burn down cars. I have kept these totes of football, basketball, baseball, hockey cards forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
For what point? Because what did even matter?
Because back when I started getting them, they were valuable. And
we always thought they'd be worth something.
It was one of those, they're going to go up in value. Don't you even worry about that.
And that never happened.
No.
Touching Cody Schween.
Oh, that's what that was.
I'm touching Cody Schween. So, good morning, it's K-Rock. So, I was so craving mac and cheese from Press Room yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Frank over at the Press Room Pub.
Yeah.
Makes the best damn mac and cheese. It's with sausage. He's got like Gianelli sausage in it. And then he puts cheese that's crumbled on the top.
He's kind of a wizard.
He's kind of a goddamn wizard.
He's kind of the best.
Time traveler. I'm Frank.
He's kind of the best cook ever.
So I woke up yesterday thinking about it. And then I spent all day thinking about it. I even told Boss Lady. I had a meeting with Boss Lady yesterday just for some, you know, planning. I even told her in the meeting. I go, I'm going over to Press Room to get mac and cheese today. And of course I'm going to get a little tendies.
Yeah.
I mean, they got tendies over there. I had a whole meal in my head. I go, I'm going to get the mac and cheese. I'm going to get 6 tendies.
Unbelievable.
So I leave here. I go up to Manoa. I delivered some booze out to Manoa. I try calling over there. Nobody answers.
Yep.
Try calling over there. Nobody answers.
Yep.
Now I'm in a panic mode. I text Coco. I go, nobody's answering. When Big Boy wants his mac and cheese. That's what I said. And Cody goes, yeah, Thomas said the other day nobody was answering either. You got to keep calling.
Yep, I heard that was a thing. Like, literally, he just had that happen.
So I was like, okay, I'm not giving up on you. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough.
Oh, I thought you were taking it to the train. You were doing it the other one. Oh, I mean.
So I did not give up on Frank and his mac and cheese. So then I called over again. Nobody answered. Called over again. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to drive over there.
Yeah, why not?
Drove over there, and they had a sign in the orange zone. I didn't even think about the orange zone.
I didn't either, man.
Sign on the door said COVID orange zone. There.
But then I was saying, update your stuff then.
I know, Frank. You got to update your Facebook, man.
Whoever's over there, update your Facebook. Update your
put a post on.
Your website, literally, the update on it is a COVID update, and says many of you have already found out. Press Room is now open, and it's like, that's very misleading.
It's not now.
Because, and then the other thing during all this is how annoying Groupon has been.
Why?
They won't refund stuff, and then they'll give you the runaround of this weird explanation of, well, no, once you bought it, the merchandiser can never turn it down. And I was like, that's not how it works. Once it expires, it is expired.
Yeah, there's an expiration on it.
And they were like, no, that just means the deal's expired. You can't, and so, like, that's it. And I went, no, like, that's not what that means. Once the deal is over, you cannot use this Groupon anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot go over to when they were open to Press Room because the one I bought back in, like, March was expired.
Yeah.
And so they finally refunded, like, one or two of them. But, like, it's still a thing with them where I've got ones from Cinnabon. Because
they don't want to lose money.
Yeah, and they're like, no, the merchandiser will never turn them down. Like
they have that right to.
Well, I said they will if I hand it to them and it says expired on mm-hmm. it. And it happened over it. Like, it just proved my point at Valvoline. I got an oil change and I said, listen, man, here's the thing. Because of COVID, I wasn't going out. You know, I'm not going to come to the car place. And they told me they wouldn't refund it. Because it's you guys.
Right. You guys have to honor it.
And he goes, I mean, well, yeah, to an extent, but that
did they
only,
honor it?
But I had to pay another, like, it was another, like, 20-something bucks. Oh. It was like, yeah, kind of, but he goes, not really. He goes, that's weird. I went, right?
It is weird.
Like, so just keep arguing with Groupon, because a lot of people keep forgetting that they have those, that they're buying Groupons, and they expired last year.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Andrew on the text line, I wish I was as passionate about anything as Josh is about mac and cheese.
You damn right.
I just like food. I like to eat. I like to make things.
Damn right.
I like what I like. Well, speaking of food, did you see the new Kit Kats that are coming out? The thin Kit Kats?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Applesauce.
Yeah, like, what is it? I don't know what it is. Kit Kat thins are a new thing. Get out of here with that, right? Get out of here. It's like nobody should be thinning out anything. Oreo like, thins. Get
out. The Reese's thins. Like, you know, no.
What are you doing?
Stop with the...
We like what we like.
Right? Or, you know, listen, fat ass. It's not my fault. You can't grasp how diabetes work and how being fat works.
I don't think it's that.
That you're going to go, well, I'm just going to eat the thin Reese's. Myself.
No, I think it's what Rebecca's saying in Twitch. She likes more chocolate than peanut butter, so she likes the Reese's Thins because it's more chocolate than peanut butter.
Well, then why don't you just get the chocolate lovers Reese's peanut butter cups?
Are those a thing?
The thin ones, that's just, yeah, that's just...
She says it's a better ratio.
No, that's crazy talk.
I don't think Kit Kats would be a better ratio of crunch to chocolate.
Yeah. And nobody eats the Reese's peanut butter cups for the chocolate.
You know what I do? I'm about to lose listeners right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to blow up my career right now. Here it goes. You better start sending out resumes, because this show ends right now.
I'll just slide right over there.
Oh, okay. I don't even break up Kit Kats. I eat them just like a candy bar.
What?
And I take a bite right out of the whole goddamn thing.
You're weird.
Because I do.
You're weird.
What am I going to do? I didn't come here to work. I came here to eat my candy bar. I don't work for you, Kit Kat. I'm not snapping it.
I don't work for you.
I'm not snapping it into little pieces. I take a big bite right out of it.
Like, do you even, like, do you bite, like, maybe, like, just one?
Nope.
Or you just have at it?
Take a big bite right out of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so good.
You're the worst.
There, now it's out.
You're the worst.
There, now that's out there.
Get out of here.
Now that's out there in the world. I'm not breaking up a Kit Kat, because, I got to put my hands on it. I'm not doing that. I eat it right out of the wrapper.
Then why do you even get a Kit Kat? Nobody just likes
a thin
wafer crunch.
Yeah, they do.
No. Get out of here.
Hey, people are leaving the show right now. They're canceling.
It's because Kit Kats
are... You listen to Cardi B, too, Josh? Yeah, I know. I'm an animal. I know.
Kit Kats are... They're one of those where you're like, ah, son of a bitch, I ate all my Halloween candy. What's left? Kit Kats and Whoppers
are some of the best.
Great. It's the most... It's
you want another one?
The least satisfying candy is a Kit Kat.
I eat my string cheese whole, too. I don't pull strings off of it.
You are a literal Nazi.
Who does? Who put...
You're a monster. You're a monster of a human.
Open up a cheese stick and I just eat it raw. I eat it straight up.
You're a monster of a human being.
Breaking apart a Kit Kat bar.
How are you not in jail?
You guys got a lot of time. You jobless libs are out there cracking up your Kit Kat bars. Not me, man.
And what's crazy is that I know that you weren't.
What?
Because I saw where you were raised. So this isn't a slight at your mother at all. But were you raised in a goddamn barn?
I'm eating my Kit Kats bite by bite. I'm eating my string cheese.
Who hurt you, Josh?
And
you
guys, that's how I roll.
And you guys were mad at me about orgies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I roll.
And you guys are going to let him sit. You're going to sit here and let him eat Kit Kats and string cheese like it's just another candy bar and cheese.
Yep.
Yeah, he raw dogs his cheese sticks.
Yeah.
Right, Andrew? He probably ate his Lunchables without assembling them. I bet he did.
I bet he just
ate like, man, I'll just have one or two.
I also used to take the whole fruit by the foot, wad it up in a ball, and eat the whole damn thing. Just a big ball of fruit by the foot right there.
Unbelievable.
I'm raw dogging cheese sticks. I'm balling up my fruit by the foot.
That's not how this
works. Taking bites out of Kit Kats.
You're probably the one that microwaved Brussels sprouts and tilapia.
That's what I do.
Wild West.
Listen, I know I've made a lot of you angry, and I made you a lot of very uncomfortable things. Even barn animals have more decency than Josh.
Right? Even barn animals will, like... You ever seen a horse eat a string cheese? He gives a little like...
He pulls off the strings?
And he balls it down.
Who cares?
Fruit by the chaw, right?
It all ends up in the same place. Whether I do the little Kit Kat song and dance...
That's why I pee in the shower.
Same with the... what is it? No, there's no other ones. Twix is two separate ones. They're not attached, right?
Nope.
Nothing is attached besides Kit Kats, right? I'm
trying to think of what else he would... Be a monster and eat like an animal.
Like
what
the
else,
Hershey
guys?
Bars that break in the thing? I eat those whole. I eat those straight.
Those I sometimes will as well, because I don't mind that. Because like the cookies and cream one, I want the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm
going to eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, you got to say, you don't savor. That's the problem. you don't savor your
It's food. All a speed game, right?
Yeah, you're just looking to like, What's this? Oh, this? Oh, I gotta. Oh, I gotta eat. Oh,
a whole Kit Kat bar. Candy bar? Yeah, yeah. I gotta eat it. Yeah, done.
And that's your.
What do you do? You sit there and just.
Yeah, I like to savor it.
Kit Kat. Yeah.
You're talking to the guy that separates his M&M and Skittles by color. So yeah.
Oh yeah, Cody gets he gets so angry with me when I dump a whole bag of M&M's in my mouth. That's another one. He gets so angry at me.
I tried that the other day. I had the bag of M&M's sitting over here, and I went, let me just do it. And I ripped it and threw it in my mouth. I just stood there and stared at the NBA Jam machine for a minute because I was so uncomfortable.
It bothered you that much?
Yeah.
They all taste the same, Cody.
I could tell in my mouth they weren't mixing properly.
They all taste the same.
Oh, they were everywhere. They were all over.
Same with Skittles. I'll open a bag of Skittles, dunk them all in my mouth. What?
Brooke. What? He does. I bet he does. He eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich by taking a piece of bread. Peanut butter, eats the bread. Piece of bread, jelly, eats the bread. That's Josh's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mine's a goober grape.
Oh, I forgot.
I get goober grape.
I forgot he does that.
Put it on the bread and I eat the whole thing. It's already mixed up for me.
I'm sorry we don't all have goober grape money.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Richie Rich over here.
Sorry,
again.
All right. I'm the Monopoly man eating goober grape.
Do not pass go. Do not collect goober grape money.
I will do the same thing with fruit snacks. You give me a bag of shark bites, whole thing in my mouth, except for the white one. I steal. Leave those out and I savor those.
Oh, those were, those were the best.
Those just hit different. Dude, I'm out. I'm sorry, man. That's how I roll.
Well, I'm sorry you and the other person, this person on the text line, then looks like neither of you were made for eating fruit roll-ups. So why don't you just leave them to the professionals?
What did he say? I didn't see what he said.
He never punched out the shapes in the fruit roll-ups either. You just ate it whole. No. Then fruit roll-ups are not for you guys. You need to put your gross 12-year-old fingers all over the fruit roll-ups and push it out and touch it, and then you eat it.
Yeah, not me, man. I'm living the dream.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't savor. Cody knows how to savor. Living the dream.
Oh, man.
That's why once I get to start, once I have intercourse, it's just real quick. Real quick. I don't savor it, man. Just get it done.
He doesn't savor his string cheese. He doesn't savor his vagina.
This guy. I just got to get it real quick.
Wild animal.
Squirrel trying to get a nut. What did you say?
We'll see if it works, but this is in a forum that they can only find codes for the console. Could anybody have them for the arcade machine? And this one looks no computer assistance.
For NBA Jam you're talking about. So what does that mean? Edition. We play both players?
That's what I like to do. It's
if
what
you play
do.
Pass it to the other guy, you keep playing them?
Yeah. That's what you do with the console version. You go in and you turn on tag mode and turn off computer assistance. That way you're both.
So what happens when you're not the other guy? Do you just stand there?
No, they play. But just when
once they get the ball, then you're on the
ball. Yeah. So you can't have the, like, why would you not play defense? I mean, that, nothing you can do because you can't switch mid thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, if you want, like, all right, now this guy's working. I need to control Thunder Dan for a little while. Type
all right.
We'll see. It won't work, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So I don't know about this because, like I said, Cody and I have been coming into work for the most part. I only had that one week in a couple of days where I had to stay home. But according to a new study, people who have been working from home claim they have been more productive than they would be at the office.
Really?
You know, I wonder if that's the case because offices are just full of distractions. People talking to you. Like when I'm home and I have to do things, I can just sit at my computer and do it. And believe it or not, my kids are less distracting than coworkers a lot of times.
No, I get it. Like that makes sense. You know, when you got to have stuff that needs to be done, you can do it at home.
Right.
And it's not that you're more motivated, but you're home, so you can do it and not be like, all right, once I do this, because a lot of people, once they do the tasks they have at work over the course of like 9 hours, that way, if they could get it done in an hour, then they'd have 8 hours to sit there and do nothing. But if they're home, they get it done.
Well, that's what's amazing, and Rebecca's saying that too, is that when we were here in the beginning of the pandemic, almost a year ago, we've almost been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
When we were in the beginning of this, and nobody was coming into the office except for us and Gomez and Lisa.
Yeah.
We would knock our work out so fast because there was nobody like asking questions, interrupting, little sidebar assignments. Josh, can you help with this, this, and this, and this?
Right. Can you do this? Or, there was that where you could get stuff done.
Just get it done.
And there's less to do. Like we weren't, like, all right, well, if we do this, and then by noon we could go down here and get a burrito or something. You know what I mean? We couldn't do anything.
67% of people claim they have been more productive at home. The main reasons is they can keep a family life balance that they like.
That's the other thing,
There's no commute.
Yeah.
Fewer interruptions.
Yeah, man.
And it keeps them motivated to get their work done. I don't know.
We only had the one storm, or maybe two, but now that it's kind of over, I wonder if people are dreading that. Like this, like when you drive to work Monday, you might have an issue, people.
Oh, because snow, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like before that, it was, well, snow all you want, man. Mm-hmm. And we're not going a damn
place.
Don't
gotta go anywhere.
So, I mean, that was probably nice. So, I mean, if you're keeping that up around here, that's awesome to be able to just go, oh, what's going on outside? Oh, there's 4 feet of snow on my car?
Not today.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't speak for the other people in the office. Maybe they feel more productive in the office. Maybe they don't. I can only admit to this.
Yeah.
And it'll probably get me in trouble with boss lady.
Yeah.
But when I was home for that, you know, those couple of days.
Yeah.
I would get out of bed.
Yeah.
Walk to do the show.
Yeah.
Do the show. Go back to bed while I waited for you to get things edited,
yeah.
Watch TV for a couple hours, and then I'd go back and upload that stuff.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
I was probably less productive at home.
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Well, and who knows? Because, I mean, think of the random times we would hear Zoom meetings out there where mm-hmm. people were getting their asses chewed for not doing stuff at home.
Yeah. And,
like, so who knows? Maybe people weren't because there's that.
I don't know.
That you need a... You know, somebody over you.
Need someone
like,
to check on you. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're home.
I'm not in that world, so I don't know.
Like, I haven't had to do it yet.
Knock on wood.
But if I had to, like work from home,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I would get stuff done, but it would just be like, well, I can rip a bong now, I guess. You know what I mean?
Where, guess I'll rip a bong.
Where it's like, it's, you know, 10 whatever on a Wednesday. Should
yeah.
you be like, doing work?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, probably, but I mean, I got my laptop right here. And
what am I going to do? I got bongs.
I'm in my underpants. And,
Noball gifting out 5 subs on Twitch. Thank you, Noball.
All the subs.
Certainly nice. Do appreciate that. It's very kind of you. A little out of you saying you have been more productive at home. Katie saying she was able to throw laundry in, use her own bathroom, folder clothes on break.
I think the people with kids are being more productive at home because they can do more things.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how people's days start for the most part when you've got a couple kids and you're an active parent. You got to get up.
Yeah.
You got to make all of them breakfast. You got to get them all showered and dressed and brush your teeth and mm-hmm. make their lunches and tell them to get ready for the bus, or you got to drive them, so you got to leave at a certain
point.
Not only you got to drop 3 people off, but then you got to get to work too. But first you have to stop here because what you forgot is this thing before school. Now everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing all that extra stuff. You're literally get up, get ready for whatever learning you got to do. And then have at it.
It
so
was
I can
really
see that.
Nice to just go right back and watch TV after
right?
the show every day.
But I could see like a single dude being like, he gets up and goes, well, what the? All right, I guess I'll just do work here.
Yeah, and then like you and I like coming to a place.
Yeah, like I like it. I need it.
If I'm home, all I see is things that need to get done around the house and I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Next time, people are claiming they're more productive because they don't want to go back to work. You're right.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm way more productive here.
No, I promise I'm doing way more things here.
Please, no, let me stay.
What's up?
It's fun. So what? Have you found yourself more productive while working from home or not? I will admit to the fact that I was much less productive.
I feel like I save things now because there's not much to do. I'm like, well, I'll wait until the middle of the week when I'm bored out of my damn mind.
Then I'll do that. Vice just released this video. The story's about a year and a half old, but this is a guy who found a missing person on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And I've heard these stories a few different times, and they always result in a car being in a body of water.
I always think they're neat, but this one is weird. Like when they find things, you know what I mean? Like, look at what we discovered on Google Maps, but this is creepy.
Like, there was a Discovery Channel show about a different car that was found in a body of water just using satellite images.
Because they saw it in a pond or
yeah,
whatever,
they
right?
went out there and they found it.
Yeah. That's weird.
So this is a guy down in Florida, Jerry Nyman. He works for the school district of Palm Beach. And his job involves using Google Maps to check bus routes. Routes.
Okay.
So he has to see, like, he uses Google Maps, and then he has a piece of software that overlays the school bus routes.
All right.
To show where they're going to go and be most effective or whatever.
It's kind of cool.
So he is at work. He has a girlfriend who lives near a certain location. He just wanted to go. He went on his software to see where, like, how the kids would walk from one location to their house.
Okay.
He was like, what would be the safest way for them to walk?
Yeah.
He did that. He saw what appeared to be a car in a body of water, called that girlfriend and said, can you go out there and look in the water and see if you see something?
Whoa.
So when I looked on the Google Maps to see where Polo Park Middle was, I noticed that it was very, very close to where Erica's house was. When I was kind of pretending to walk from Polo Park Middle to Erica's house, I noticed something on Google Maps in the man-made lake.
So I guess this is like a piece of property that you'll find out in the article didn't exist in 1997 when this guy went missing.
Yeah.
It was a construction site, and this is a man-made body of water that's, I don't know, a reservoir of some kind. So he's walking the route from the middle school to his girlfriend's house to see which way the kids would go.
Yeah.
He sees this,
and
it looks like a car.
Kind of looked a little bit like a car, and I tried to compare it to cars that were parked nearby. I thought, let me see if I can text Erica and see if she can walk out in her backyard to see if she can see the car. And I texted her that screenshot.
And he just said something funny, like, are you hiding cars in your backyard?
The water was kind of green and brown, so she couldn't see the car.
So the water's green and brown. So I guess in these man-made lakes, they're not really
dirty.
Clear.
It's
just dirty.
Yeah.
It's just dirty. So standing on the shore, you're never going to see that car. It was just the fact that this satellite image had the sun shining at the exact right way that he saw it.
Yeah.
Because walking around this lake, you'll never see it.
Just give me the willies, man. Just
so she goes out. She can't see it, but they obviously call the police.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can see something, but I couldn't see anything.
So she went and asked one of her neighbors if they maybe could help her.
I was hoping it was nobody there, of course. My heartbeat, it was like...
I got the text message from Erica, and she had even added a little video where she showed they had actually pulled the car out of the canal.
So that sound you just heard was the police smashing the window after they had pulled the car out of the lake?
Damn, man.
And they saw a man, a skeleton of a man, still seatbelted in the front seat.
The skeletal remains of a person inside of the car.
The backside open, yes.
This is her just talking to the camera, saying the backside's open. Oh my God, what is it?
Erica texts me and says that the police wants to talk to me.
Of course, they asked me who gave me those pictures, and they asked me for their number.
So he told them, he cooperated. He goes to a website to look for missing people in the area.
Yeah.
And he finds this.
Case files. It turned out that the man was William Mould, and he was a person that had been missing since 1997. It explained that he had been at a nightclub.
He made a call to the girlfriend around 9 p.m. saying that he was coming home.
So that was the last time anybody heard from him.
And they don't know how he ended up there. That was a construction site in 1997. He leaves a club in November of 97.
Yeah.
Somehow goes off this road into this man-made lake. Since the ground is all dug up because it's a construction site, nobody noticed tire tracks or anything because they were all tracked to houses.
That is crazy.
Right?
Give me the willies. And then what's got to be even creepier is for a little bit, I mean, that guy knows he's not in trouble, but the cops for a small period of time.
Like, why did you know he was there?
Think that guy is...
Right.
Like, that guy's a person of interest. Like, can you imagine that? That's like your thing right there.
Like, I'm wrongfully accused of murder, right?
For a minute, there's your nightmare. That guy, where'd you get these pictures? How'd you even think about doing this? Because you know, for a minute, they did good cop, bad cop.
And I also, like, the guy who was found dead, I don't want to, you know, sully his name because he only killed himself and nobody was hurting.
Yeah.
It's a very sad story, but you're either on something or something happened that you're unconscious and never even unbuckled yourself. Like, you went into a body of water.
Yeah.
Did you pass out and drive into the body of water? Did you black out?
Did you fall asleep? Like, you pull in to sleep it off?
I mean, there's
you didn't put the car in.
There's a bunch of things. I mean, there could be booze and drugs involved. Not saying there is, but there also could be he just fell asleep and went into this. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But to still be seatbelted, bro.
That's a weird one. Yeah. Or it was murder.
Well, now they got to look into it. I mean, that's the craziest thing.
It was murder.
Man, now I'm afraid to even click around Google Maps. I don't want to find anything.
No, right?
I don't want to find anything. Coming up, we'll get Jerry McNamara on the phone, talk to him about the Pitt game.
Which one?
Up on Saturday, yeah, right? The one from last week or the one coming up? As he does on Thursdays, assistant coach Jerry McNamara is on the phone. Good morning, Jerry. How are you, sir?
Morning, Josh. How you doing?
Good, good. Jerry joins us on behalf of RomanoCars.com. Now, in another weird week, we should be talking about a Clemson game, but we're talking about a North Carolina game. How much time did you have to prepare for that game after the Clemson COVID lockdowns, and then you got to kind of switch gears to looking at North Carolina?
Yeah, well, we were prepared for them regardless because of, you know, having an earlier cancellation. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we do is we go ahead and do our scouts, just like we would have been ready for Wake Forest and Notre Dame had we been rescheduled to play them. Yeah. So we do our best that we can as far as staff to make sure that you know, we know our opponent and we have everything in place for our guys. And we've played Carolina so many times over the years. We're pretty familiar with them. Our guys are pretty familiar with them. And, you know, we had enough time to prepare to know personnel, know the scout, and, you know, go out and compete.
You know, it's unfortunately it was a loss. But I think the biggest takeaway was from that game was Marek going viral for getting his tooth chipped or whatever happened and getting right back out there. What, when that happens and you see him having blood dripping out of his mouth, do you guys try to say, hey, guy, take a seat on the bench, or he wanted to get right back out there, right?
Well, I think he was a little scared, quite honestly, when it first happened in the Georgetown game.
But yeah,
right,
sorry, the Georgetown game.
Yeah, Georgetown. And it was the last, you know, it was right down the last few minutes. So, you know, I think he had run off the court because he was terrified that his tooth had popped off.
Yeah.
And, you know, coach, understanding the magnitude of the moment, said, I don't think that's a good idea. You might want to turn right back around and head back out there. And he's just a kid, so tough. You know, we saw it when he took a charge on Zion Williamson as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these years later, he's still out there battling against guys that are, you know, a little bit physically stronger than him. But, you know, he uses his speed, his quickness, his toughness to stay in the play. And, you know, it's just the type of kid he is. So it wasn't a surprise to me to see him the next day with the braces on, all molded up with a new tooth, and or the same tooth, I believe.
Yeah.
Just molded back on, ready to go.
Going back to that Georgetown game, Jerry McNamara on the phone, I do see that they're having some COVID issues now. We don't really know how that could have impacted you guys. Do you have any more information on if you guys were exposed or anything that you've been told yet?
Yeah, you know, just I get stuff kind of secondhand, you know, from our medical people. And right now where we are, we don't foresee any issues moving forward. So as of right now, we should be, you know, on pace, on schedule to play Saturday against Pittsburgh.
All right, great. So let's talk that game. You were the last opponent that Pitt had in this kind of weird layout. The last game they played was against Syracuse. Now, you had a couple in between, but now you get to meet them again. Is it weird to play a team so close? Like, I mean, you were the last team they played. Is that uncommon because of how things are laying out?
Yeah, it's very uncommon.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that uncommon to play this closely. We've done this in the last few years where, you know, the league has scheduled, you know, your partner, you know, so to speak, you know, Boston College, Pittsburgh, teams that we've been partnering with, where we're not too far removed from playing one another, whether it be in the time frame of 2 weeks. And, yeah, it is very, very uncommon that we are their last two opponents.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little bit different in that sense.
So what's going to be different that you guys do this Pitt matchup that maybe you didn't do last Pitt matchup? I know we talked a lot about that, maybe some outside shooting, but now that you're going to see him again, you've had time to digest that game that was so recent. What are we doing different this time?
Well, I would hope that we would rebound a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, even at North Carolina, you know, obviously minus 17 on the glass with 24 offensive rebounds, and still a chance to win the game. You know, our guys, even though we have some, you know, areas where we're not off the charts, and these guys find a way to compete because we could hurt people on the other end. And one of the things that we didn't do against Pittsburgh is capitalize on the shot opportunities that we had. And, we saw it late in the Carolina game. We had two really, really quality looks from the three-point line that we weren't able to capitalize on. That kind of would have put that Carolina game in, you know, put us in a better situation. And the Pittsburgh game was even worse. You know, we had multiple opportunities to put that game away. You know, I just hope we rebound better and we continue to get the quality of shot we got against them. I thought our offense has been pretty good in the last few games. We've gone in stretches where we've been really efficient, gone in stretches where we've been really unselfish. So we just got to continue to share it, rebound as a group, and hopefully when we get the quality of shot that we're looking for, we're able to capitalize on it.
All right, Jerry. Well, best of luck this Saturday noon game against Pitt. Hopefully everything stays on schedule and everyone remains healthy. And I'll talk to you next week. All right, man?
Sounds good. Thanks, Josh.
All right, see you later. Jerry McNamara joins us on behalf of RomanoCars.com. Yeah, I misspoke. It's the Georgetown game. He got his tooth chipped, but then
yeah, same
Saturday. But it is weird.
Yeah.
To have Pitt play Syracuse and then play Syracuse. Did Pitt have to cancel the game because of COVID, or is that just
I'm
how
not,
it
I'm not
out?
Sure. I don't remember if they played Pitt because it was like a switcheroo,
that might
like
have been
Clemson.
What it was. Yeah, I think they
North
played
Carolina
Pitt
or
because somebody had to cancel.
But yeah, I don't
it's
know.
So it's, wonky this year, man.
Everyone always poos on me for saying it, but they're just not that good, man. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, everyone's too close to it, I feel like, as an outsider. Like, Gerard isn't what everyone thought he was going to be. Boeheim is okay. Dolzhak, I've been saying it for years. The dude isn't any good, man. He weighs $120. He's your center.
I love him, though. I love him.
Like, yeah, he's a scrappy guy, but he's never improved.
I hope that they win. I want to see him. I want to see a revenge game on Saturday.
They need this because, again, I may not be an SU fan, but I don't like when they're bad because then this town is really depressing. So
they only got two losses so far.
So
hopefully
they bounce
back.
If they continue on this trend, they cannot have a year like they've been having the last few years where they're iffy and, well, hopefully they make it because you do that this year, you're going to end up not in the bubble because because
Indianapolis is so right.
Yeah, they may only play 20 games.
Well, let's see what happens.
So you can't be losing games like that last one to Pitt. So you're right. They
got to bounce back tomorrow, Saturday. Noon tip,
yeah. Yep.
Superior Plus propane broadcast right here on 94.9 K-Rock at noon. And, of course, you can catch that on our BroStat TK99 in Syracuse Market. I want to see them improve.
Yeah.
I love talking to Jerry. He's always got good opinions on that, man.
No, he is good. He'll be the coach sooner
than
later.
He's a great leader. If I hear the Ozempic jingle one more time, I'm going to throw my boot. Oh, 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 Ozempic. You don't know the Ozempic jingle?
No.
Oh, my God. My kids sing it all day long.
I don't know that one. I'm more done with the frickin' weird marketing and PR decision for the Samsung Edge to have Justin Bieber's creepy... He's Lonely song every other 20 seconds commercial. That is the most annoying thing ever.
It's maybe because I watch old man TV and all of them are like dedicated to like, hey, you're getting pretty old. You want to dial back on those diabetes? Hold on.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once weekly Ozempic.
It's O-O-O. It's magic by Pilot.
They just ripped it off. I know that now, yes.
This is just my kid singing all day long, singing the Ozempic jingle.
And can I also say that Cadillac Cars have officially ruined that song for me, the Run the Jewels.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
The fact how ripped up and sampled they made that beat, and it's just over and over every single commercial. It's like, guys.
Foo Fighters dropped a new song this morning. You want to hear a touch of it? Want to touch it?
Want to touch it?
I love the Foo Fighters. You guys know that.
I do not want to touch your new Foo Fighter.
I don't know if Cody will like this one. I like it just because I'm kind of a sucker for the Foo Fighters. I've been waiting on a war since I was young. It's called Waiting on a War. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Isn't more to this than that. Isn't more to this than that. Isn't more to this than that. Isn't more to this. More to this. More to this than See, I'm a sucker for the Foo Fighters. What do you think?
I like soft? It because I like the Foo Fighters, but it's okay. I just, there's a real hard push right now on rock radio to just, hey, how can we have just the kind of the most lame power ballad we can possibly find?
Oh, they're getting too acoustic, you think?
Every band is like, let's just strip back our rock and just be real mellow.
I wonder
now.
If that's
like,
the trend right now. Is everybody going mellow?
Doing it, Shinedown's doing it. Then they're like, well, we
Smith
don't.
And Myers?
I was going to say, no, just Shinedown. But then they're like, well, we can't. How can we break it down even more? Well, let's just have two of us do it. In the Smith and Myers.
Like, oh, yeah, because Shinedown has Get Up. That's yeah, slower. And then lot. They have the Smith and Myers tune.
Just seems like there's a lot of it.
That might be the trend. This is our hair metal right now. They're doing this.
That's what I was thinking of. Like back in the day when all those bands were like, you know what I should do? A real slow jam. And I get it. At least that one sounds good. Like the Foo Fighters. Like that's a
yeah.
Foo sound.
Sounds like a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah. I don't mind it. But some of them get too repetitive.
I want to hear that new record. Dave Grohl gets he critiques himself really hard when it comes to his records. Like he will be like, yeah, there's two songs that are good on there. The rest are garbage.
Yeah.
So you never know if he even likes what he's putting out. For your leftovers, sad news. I guess sad news, but
I didn't. No,
Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy passed away today.
Now they're all
last night, actually.
Now they're all gone.
Pancreatic cancer. I didn't know that Roy had died as well.
I knew one of them had died. I just didn't know that the other one was dead now too. That sucks. That's
it just
bad.
Says the only the last surviving of the duo. So surviving member.
Yeah. Like, can it come out that they were partners? Finally,
didn't it though? I thought maybe.
I don't have no idea. Because just let them be happy. Go lucky fellas.
Obviously, those are the guys who handled the Tigers down in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I never saw them or anything like that. Really. I never was really interested in like a Tiger show or, you know, something like that, like magic. Like, I like to see things disappear.
Yeah, I know. But the Tiger stuff, it was like, what?
Yeah, but not.
Well, speaking of handling pussy, I'll tell you what, this next guy.
Freaking
I'm talking about cats. What are you talking about? Come on, big cats, baby. Crimming up next, be excellent to each other.